Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You have a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute.
Thank you very much. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
1968.
Thank you very 58. Much.
58.
Oh, 58. 58. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black African.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking of the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. That will be very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
That will be strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Brian Kemp.
Six.
Thank you. If you ain't never heard of the people or the groups, you may also tell me, okay?
Okay.
Colonel West.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I'll give her a 10.
10? All right. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
10.
Okay. Fannie Willis.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power to make change on the issues that matter the most to your community. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say that it is much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
10. Thank you very much. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected in as president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you very much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West? Another third-party candidate, will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Better.
Got better? Thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Environmental justice, 0 to 10.
10.
10, thank you. Gun control, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Inflation and cost of living.
10.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue is definitely being one of Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Environmental justice.
Environmental justice.
Mm-hmm.
Ten.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about gun control?
Ten.
Okay. What about voting rights?
Ten.
What about crime and violence?
Ten.
What about criminal justice reform?
Ten.
Inflation or cost of living? Thank you very much. Just so you know, we almost done. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Has it impacted a great deal? A fair amount? Not that much, not at all, or it will?
It will.
It will? It will do,
yeah,
a great deal, a fair amount,
yes,
or not much?
A great deal.
A great deal, okay. What about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes?
Great deal.
Great deal. Thank you very much. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardon all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urge governors to do the same.
A great deal.
Great deal. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10.
I'm a little bit confused on that one.
You want me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Okay. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies are not well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward? Or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it is up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you do not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you?
I think I have the power.
Okay. On 0 to 10, that will be?
10.
10. Thank you very much. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you definitely will not vote. 5 means that you are 50-50 chance that you will vote. And 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
Thank you so much. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you so much. If the November 5th, 2024 elections, general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Colonel West, another third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden, we don't win all these questions before now.
Yeah, I know. It's the same questions you already responded, but it's just part of the survey. We almost done now. I only have a few more questions. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? New Georgia Project, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
What about fair count?
Great deal.
What about pro Georgia?
Pro Georgia. I gotta trust him. A great deal.
A great deal. Okay. What about people's agenda?
I ain't never heard of that one.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer as well. Local board of election.
I trust them.
Would that be a great deal? A fair amount?
A great deal.
A great deal. What about Black Voters Matter?
A great deal.
What about Fair Fight?
A great deal.
What about Secretary of State?
A great deal.
Thank you very much. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
That would be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part... I'm sorry?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Almost at 50,000.
50, okay. 50, okay. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to the events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like you to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Then that will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being so patient.
All right. Thank you.